It's episode 166 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
I'm Dirty A. As the name suggests, we're going to talk about a hodgepodge of topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, we welcome back Matt King to discuss Fine Young Cannibals.
This episode being number 166.
Is that true? Do you know what this episode is?
Doug says it is.
I just said it.
I believe it.
Now we're discussing Deadpool 2. Starring Deadpool.
The Electric Boogaloo.
Deadpool.
You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com, or look for us on YouTube and iTunes and subscribe, or head on over to Facebook, search for the Hodgepodge Podcast,
or like our page. Or don't. We like to be underground, in the cellar.
No, we really don't.
I think you like your identity stolen, that's why.
There's a lot
Cambridge,
of
Cambridge Analytica. That's what.
There's a lot of hodgepodge.
Which doesn't exist. They shut that shit down. Completely.
Did they?
Yes, completely.
There's a lot of hodgepodge type named stuff on Facebook. It's interesting. I thought we were the only ones. No, we're not.
There are no original ideas.
Yeah, come
on. There are none. There are none. As Deadpool 2 proves.
That is true.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, you can't. Can't argue with that.
Deadpool 2 won the box office of the weekend, coming in a little bit lower than I think people were expecting it to. Made $125 million, which is still a lot of fucking money. But I think people were expecting it to be the number one R-rated movie opening.
They thought it would break its own record.
Right. They thought it would break the original Deadpool's record, but it didn't. It came out $7 million short, something like that.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. That's happened. That's a thing.
I mean, Deadpool's... I'm surprised it kind of did. Deadpool's... the marketing for Deadpool is always the best.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Walmart had, like...
Oh.
They released some of their movies with Deadpool covers.
Yeah.
You know, replacing the actual character with Deadpool. I mean, they did some funny ones were in there. They did Castaway. they did all the X-Men
all
movies.
The X-Men movies, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny.
Big news today that just broke today. Jake Gyllenhaal is apparently going to play Mysterio in the next Spider-Man movie.
Wait a second.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, there's another Spider-Man movie coming
out.
That's
not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Well, you know, that's when they bring in Miles.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
No, Miles Teller. He's going to play Peter Parker.
I thought he was just going to play some cool jazz.
That's right.
Well, this is supposed to be set in Europe, so maybe it's Peter with an R, like P-E-T-R Parker.
Maybe it's Colossus. It's Piotr.
Yeah.
Piotr Rasputin.
Pietro.
Yeah, so Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be in that...
And they also announced that Keaton's coming back.
Yeah. So that tells me that we're looking at potentially Sinister Six. Probably in the next movie.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah. Well, that's what Sony does.
Because they were also setting up
Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is Sinister Six? It's Scorpion.
Well, it's Doc Ock. Doc
Oh, it's Doc Ock. Doc Ock. That's right.
Yeah.
So Doc Ock might be in movie 3.
Yeah.
It's Kraven, right? Kraven's in there?
I think so.
Vulture, Scorpion, and Mysterio.
Yeah.
Is that everybody? That was everybody.
That was only 5.
Was? Vulture?
Doc Ock, Vulture.
Kraven.
Kraven, Scorpion, Mysterio.
And Sandman, isn't it?
Batman.
Isn't Sandman? Maybe it was Sandman. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember when they did it in the 90s.
I don't know.
But I thought there was Sinister Six before that. Because I could have sworn that was like the resurrection of the Sinister Six, but it was like a little bit different.
Mm.
Oh, they might put Shocker in it.
Maybe they just could never
count. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they could do Shocker.
Huh?
Maybe they just could never count.
That's true. I mean, they still had that script floating around by Drew Goddard. They want to do a movie.
They could get the Rhino.
Well, I guess they did kind of have a little bit of the Shocker tech in,
Oh, the Shocker was in Homecoming.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so Shocker, Scorpion, and Vulture are already in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Scorpion just didn't have his suit yet.
Right. Right. And then the guy, I didn't realize this, but on Collider they were calling him this, so I guess he's right, the same character. They, the Tinkerer.
Yeah.
The guy who made the tech was actually the Tinkerer.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Toy Man from the Superman universe.
Or Tinker Tailor Spy.
Or that too.
No, no, don't.
Not him.
He's that. It's different.
Very, very much different. I think there's rumors that they're going to do a Man of Steel 2 finally.
Okay.
Henry Cavill was talking with some reporter or something like that, and he was kind of like hinting like they're reworking his contract or something like that. And then the other scuttlebutt is...
Maybe he'll have time to shave.
Maybe.
They could just CGI.
Yeah, God. Please never do that. The other scuttlebutt is that...
fix it in post.
Fix it in post.
The Flash movie is not going to be Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure makes Jeffrey Dean Morgan sad.
No.
Because now he won't be Batman. For those who don't know the Flashpoint story in the comics, Flash tries to save his mother like he does in the TV show. And he creates this alternate universe, basically, where Thomas Wayne becomes Batman, not Bruce Wayne. So Bruce and Martha were killed, and then Thomas Wayne becomes Batman. And that's Jeffrey Dean Morgan in Batman vs. Superman. So he's all psyched. He's like, man, I hope this happens. He's like, can't wait to be Batman. And too bad.
Wah, wah. Yeah. It's weird that these plans aren't coming together in the DC Universe. They really...
I like how you use the word plan.
Yeah.
Very loose definition.
As of right now, the only thing that's confirmed is Aquaman comes out at the end of this year. Shazam comes out next year.
Ugh.
When does Wonder Woman come out?
Shazam.
Is that 2 years?
Something like that.
2 years from now?
But like that, oh, Shazam looks freaking awful.
I want to judge it when I actually see it in motion and, you know, because...
I kind of want to judge it now.
I'm going to go ahead and judge it now. Yeah. It looks terrible.
There's a lot of stuff coming out on the, speaking of awful behind-the-scenes shots, there's a lot of stuff coming out on the DC streaming network that they're going to do. They're doing Titans. They're going to do Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Swamp Thing. I think there's a Harley Quinn
fans
show.
Are claiming
they just,
for.
They're just going to throw it and see what sticks. That's their model.
I mean, Doom Patrol? I mean, are you serious? Okay.
That's a deep cut.
Deep cut.
And they're going to show up in the Titans show.
Sure.
So.
Swamp Thing. What was the other one's name? It was a
Man Thing. That's from Marvel.
Marvel's is Man Thing, which I believe they dropped some like Easter eggs for in some of the movies. I think in Iron Man 3, actually, one of the henchmen, the people that kept blowing up, you know, the woman I think is somehow associated to Man Thing.
Okay.
You want to grab his man thing.
Yeah.
And blow it up.
Iron Man Thing.
That's the fine childhood memory of mine was the Swamp Thing part 2 movie that they did. Return of the Swamp Thing.
Oh, I didn't see the part.
Because they had a little, it was the screen, on-screen debut of one Heather...
Locklear,
yeah.
I thought she was in the original.
No, that was Adrienne Barbeau.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They also didn't they do a Swamp Thing TV show, like on USA Network or something like that?
They tried. It did not last.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, hey, they're going for it.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the Favreau Star Wars TV show? I don't think we talked about that. That's going to be on the Disney streaming network. I mean, everyone's got a streaming network now, so everyone's trying to... tell people not to watch Netflix anymore, I guess. But
good luck with that.
Yeah.
With their now approaching 1,000 original movies and TV show. Started watching Safe.
Oh yeah, is that any good?
This weekend, yeah, well, 2 episodes left of the 8. It's fine.
Right.
Nothing great.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's got a lot of inconsistency. You're just like,
not really. I mean, that's what's interesting about Netflix is because, like, you know, House of Cards was like a home run for them. Orange is the New Black was a home run for them. But ever since then, I guess the biggest home run was Stranger Things.
Oh, sure.
Everything else has been like had like modest hits.
Yeah.
Like Glow.
Or very niche.
Right. Glow was like a modest hit. Yeah. Kimmy Schmidt was a modest hit.
Which it's.
That's final its season. Final season. Yeah. But they're doing a movie for that too, aren't they?
Right. The final season and then a movie, yes.
But anyway, so the Favreau Star Wars TV show is going to be taking place 7 years after Return of the Jedi. So it's going to be in that period where the First Order comes and rises to power and all that shit. So it should be pretty cool, pretty interesting.
Okay. You know, Favreau's attached, so
yeah,
that says something for it.
He's gonna be Han Solo.
Chef Han Solo.
Chef Han Solo. Chef Solo.
Chef Solo. I saw the trailer for Mowgli.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Which is the movie I forgot they were still making.
What is that?
It's Andy Serkis's take on The Jungle Book.
Remember that?
Mowgli.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it Mowgli?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I do remember Mowgli, that they were doing another.
They finally released a trailer for it. It comes out in October.
Oh, okay.
I'd forgotten that they were... Because I remember when they first announced, they were like, we got two movies coming out.
Yeah, that was weird at the time.
Like,
yeah. How did it...
It's fine. I mean,
it's darker. Yeah. And I think it focuses more on him than it does on the animals.
It does.
Which is, you know, I mean...
The animals are kind of strange looking.
I mean, to be fair, it's got to do something different. So
it has to, yeah.
It's definitely not very Disney looking.
No. He said it's much darker. Okay, he did an interview with Collider. He said it's much darker.
So no song and dance numbers?
No. I doubt that. Well, because Disney owns those songs. So they...
The animals, I don't know.
This is probably more of the Rudyard Kipling actual take of the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it being Disneyfied.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Instead of singing to him, Baloo eats him.
Right.
As bears do.
But Bill Murray is still Baloo.
Ooby dooby, I'm going to rip your fucking head off.
Poopity scoop. No, Andy Serkis is Baloo. And Christian Bale is Bagheera. And Cumberbund is Shere Khan.
I don't know. You'll see when we see the trailer. The animal. It's weird though for circus to do these CGI creatures that don't. They're not that good. Like the CGI is not great.
I have to watch.
I definitely
again.
Have to watch that.
I only saw it at work, and I had a little.
Like the face of Shere Khan is kind of wonky a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's early. It's just not a movie that I didn't need to see.
Well, yeah, there's no need to really see it because. We saw Jungle Book 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's why I hate like these competing projects when they do this shit, because it's like, then you have, I mean, I'm not saying that you should use the Disney version for everything, but it's like, you have like this thing that's going on with the Leonard Bernstein. They're having two competing biopics. Only one is getting the music. So it's like, guess what? The other one dies. You're done. Sorry. You didn't get the music. You're done. Goodbye. Nope. We're going to keep on going forward. Now you're not, because Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be in Spider-Man. So sorry. You're done. And another thing we didn't talk about that came out, I guess, last week or so, 2 weeks ago, Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
Finally going to happen.
I like how you said finally going to happen, because we've all been clamoring for it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Long awaited. I mean, it's been long awaited for one person, and his name is Alex Winter. He's been waiting many a winter for this.
Because Keanu's like, yeah, man, I'll do that. That's fun. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I got a free weekend.
I got a free weekend.
I love Keanu. I love that guy. He's like a just genuinely nice.
Oh yeah, yeah, fucking yeah, yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just waiting for the day when that's ruined. Like,
yeah,
he's gonna get accused of something, and it's gonna be.
Oh well, that's the thing where like when they're talking about like Corey Feldman and like you know how he has all the dirt on like this pedophile ring and stuff like that, and that's what people on like Gizmodo's those sites, Jezebel and all that stuff, they're like, God, please don't let it be Tom Hanks. Please don't let Tom Hanks be like the ringleader of this thing.
No.
Like, God, please don't let it be Tom Hanks.
he's the quintessential businessman behind the operation that doesn't, you know, it's all business to him. He doesn't dip his beak into the company ink, so to speak.
God, oh. Jesus.
I mean, that's a lot of mixed metaphors.
Yes, it was. Jesus. But he did. But what's so funny about that is that he did that secrets sketch on Conan where he goes, everyone says I'm the nicest guy in Hollywood. That's why they don't check my backyard for the bodies. You know?
Secrets.
All right. Well, what's not a secret, like I did that, is that Deadpool 2.
You had the transition 10 minutes ago.
It was way better. You may want to cut that.
No.
From that point to this.
No. What's no secret is Deadpool 2 is hilarious, and it's in theaters now, and this is our review. There's going to be spoilers because something happens at the beginning of the movie that you kind of have to talk about. It's a pretty big spoiler. So, spoilers on, let's do our non-spoilery thoughts, and then we'll get into the spoilers. Okay. 30A.
Yes, it's a funny-ass movie. However you might feel about the script or the storyline or any given character, I mean, you're going to laugh in this movie, and that's what the movie exists for. I can't really speak for how faithful it stays to Deadpool itself, not knowing anything about the comics, but it succeeds just where the first movie did, where you just gonna laugh your ass off. I certainly laughed as much in this one as I did in the original. Whether or not it's better or not, I think in this movie especially, it's going to be very subjective given that the formula is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But a very funny movie. I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's hilarious. But it's, for me, it's either really great or incredibly boring. The parts when, and really you can narrow it down to this: when he has the Deadpool mask on, the movie is hilarious. The second he takes it off, I don't care anymore.
Good point.
Because usually those are the times when it's trying to be serious, and that's when it fails.
Well, except for that one scene.
Well, except for that. But most of the time.
He's doing it.
He's doing it. Look at him go. He's doing it.
That seems good. But it's when he's trying to be serious, which they do an odd amount in this movie.
Yeah.
It really just doesn't work for me. But thankfully, those parts do not outweigh the parts where he has the suit on. So overall, very, very funny. Probably, I would say maybe funnier than the first movie.
Yeah. Parts. I didn't like rewatch the first one before going into this one.
No,
it was definitely at least as funny.
Yeah, and like we'll talk about later, there's no reason to go see it again.
There really isn't. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really funny, but I have the same issues you have with it, Matt. Yeah. I also, being a comic book reader, I have some issues with Cable. I liked Cable at first, but then I thought about it some more, and I was just like, I don't know if I buy his whole arc in this.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I know very minimal about going in. I knew very minimal about Cable, but they just didn't flush him out at all. It was just like, especially given the hype and the buildup of him being in this movie, almost like it was going to be almost a Cable movie,
right?
Yeah,
and they just don't flush his character out at all. It's like, there he is, and oh, there you go.
He could have been anybody.
Yes,
but so Cable for me, kind of a miss. Domino, on the other hand, I love.
She was great.
She was great. Domino.
They need more Domino.
They do need more Domino.
But anyway, it's really, really funny.
Yeah, they do one extended scene with her, which is wonderful. The action sequence with her is really good. But Peter.
Well.
He steals it. I mean, that's your superhero right there.
Yeah.
He just saw the ad. You're in.
Really funny, but I like the first one better, I think. But the thing with this one is that the scope is bigger in this one. Like, the first one felt very small. Just because, like, everything's like a flashback, and it all takes place, like, pretty much on that freeway. You know, so everything feels very confined and small. But it was still a great movie. It was still tons of fun, really funny. But this one, the scope is much bigger. You can tell they got more money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say like much bigger. It's not like
not
it's not
a,
like
not
it's
a
world
bigger.
Builder.
No.
I mean, it's still very. It just
takes place on more than one street.
Yes, right. So it's in terms of the directly what they're trying to do, which is basically like save one boy in the movie. That's kind of small scale. Of course, that has great implications for the future, mm-hmm. As they go to great lengths to tell us.
Yeah,
but it's still the plot is still pretty small and collapsed in scope.
Right. So those are our non-spoilery thoughts.
Right.
Everybody liked it. Some issues here and there. So now we're going to go into full spoilers, starting now.
Juggernaut!
No, I couldn't wait to get
Could not wait to get it out.
Yes, the rumors are true. The Juggernaut is in this movie, and he's great.
He was great. It was awesome. Yeah.
It was nice to finally get Juggernaut.
Yeah, to get the real Juggernaut.
And not Vinny Jones.
Well, I say real Juggernaut, but they never really...
Well, it's not like he's very ancillary in terms of like...
Yeah.
Is it like he's there...
Yeah.
Strictly as the... I mean, it's Juggernaut. As the muscle, I mean. But there's not
he's
like...
He's a plot device.
Yes. Yeah, he's not...
He's definitely a plot device.
He's not a character that's fleshed out. Like, you don't know his backstory. You don't know anything about him as a...
His powers, or anything.
Yeah,
but he looks like but he looks like the real Juggernaut.
He does.
Now why? Now
voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
It was funny.
I was wondering who did his voice.
Yeah.
Colossus is back.
Yep.
He's in this, but he's been in the trailers.
Swearing Colossus.
Say fuck.
Say fuck.
Fuck.
Going to hell.
And Brianna Hildebrand is back as Negasonic Teenage Warhead, and her girlfriend.
Is she though?
Yeah, she's barely in it.
She's in the movie, but
that's the other problem with this movie is there's way too many characters.
Negasonic Teenage Scientist.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll get to that.
Teenage Star.
We'll get to that. So, basically, as Dirty A alluded to, the plot is that Cable has come back in time to kill this kid named Russell, who's played by Julian Dennison, who was in Hunt for the Wilder People. In Hunt for the Wilder People, he was great. But in Deadpool 2, I realized, you weren't acting. That's your personality, because right. It's the exact same character, just with superpowers.
Yeah. It's kind of like Ryan Reynolds in every movie.
Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn.
And Vin Diesel.
And Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa. Don't do Owen Wilson when we're in bed.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Basically, yeah. But so Deadpool kind of connects with this kid during a mission when he becomes an X-Men trainee.
Trainee. I'm an X-Man. Trainee.
And so he wants to protect this kid. The reason why he wants to protect this kid is because he's searching for a family now that his girlfriend is dead.
What?
In a shocking turn of events.
Yeah. Isn't that what's her face's name from Austin Powers?
Alana Fatana?
No. Elizabeth Hurley. Isn't that her name, Vanessa?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they do the same exact thing to her. They do the same exact thing to Marina Baccarin in this as they did to her. And I realized that, too. Somebody pointed that out. There's a lot of nods to other sequels in this movie. And I'm wondering if that's why they killed her off. Because remember, they killed her off in the beginning of Austin Powers 2. She became Fembot.
Yeah. I mean, the whole beginning of this movie is fucking hilarious when they do the whole James Bond intro.
Right, yeah, yeah. What happened? Wait, did they just kill her?
Did they just kill her?
Directed by...
What the fuck?
And there's like a Terminator reference. Somebody pointed out there's an Empire Strikes Back reference when Domino's carrying him on her back.
Like Yoda.
Well, even more so, Chewbacca and
C-3PO.
Because he has no legs.
Right, because he has no legs. That's right.
So they kill off Vanessa very early in the movie. And she and Deadpool were about to have a family, because that's totally Deadpool. What?
Yeah,
no.
He loves kids.
That doesn't make sense at all.
No.
And then, so he kind of like has like a guilt thing about this kid because he kind of, long story, they go to prison, but
after he blows himself up.
Right, yeah.
Which to me was just like, so you're going to destroy a whole apartment building? Because, like, you know, it just seemed odd to me, like.
Yeah.
Well, he cares about family,
but not anyone else's family. Right, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, basically what it boils down to is when you try and give Deadpool a serious arc, as Matt was alluding to, it doesn't work.
No.
And he's not a serious character.
And if you want it to work, stick with it.
Yeah.
Maybe don't.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So Cable comes back in time to kill this kid because he says in the future, he kills Cable's family in the future.
But he also is just a
menace.
Putting it lightly. Yeah.
And, but the thing is, too, is that for me, as a comic book fan, that's kind of petty for Cable. Because he's like, Cable has always been like this guy who had like a higher purpose, like a grander purpose, more about stopping a future entirely from happening as opposed to just one his little piece of the future. And so we'll see what they do with Cable going forward. They kind of fucked him anyway because the last X-Men movie was Apocalypse, and Apocalypse, they basically quote-unquote killed him, and he was Cable's biggest enemy in the comics.
But at least it was a great movie.
No, God, wow. No. It was terrible.
Oscar Isaac's role of a lifetime.
Poor guy.
Man.
If you want to see a great Oscar Isaac movie, go see Ex Machina or go see A Most Violent Year. Those are two great movies.
He is in Drive, but that's not really his movie. That was just almost sacrilegious to ruin a movie with the greatest X-Men villain ever. Magneto.
Magneto's still the best.
Yeah.
You know, because he's in every single X-Men movie.
That's right.
I'm surprised he's not in this.
Yeah, exactly. He did show up in one of the trailers.
Did he?
A little teeny boy, Magneto.
Oh, really?
Wait, what?
Was that the
Halloween thing?
Yeah. That was done last.
That was a long time ago.
That was done for the first Deadpool. Yeah.
It's still hilarious. It is funny.
Yeah. They reminded me of the Peyton Manning when he has the kids playing football with him. He's like, "You guys suck." It's like that's what it reminded me of. So then what happens is to protect this kid, Deadpool forms his own team, which he calls X-Force. And he
Isn't
brings
that a little
in,
derivative?
Yes, it is. You're right, you are. And he brings in Zazie Beetz, who plays Domino, and she's great. He brings in the Vanisher, who played by we don't know for
the
sure.
The Vanisher.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Zeitgeist, played by Bill Skarsgård, who was Pennywise in It.
Yep.
You've got Bedlam, played by Terry Crews. I'm trying to see who played Shatterstar. Shatterstar, played by Louis Tan.
And Peter,
played by Rob Delaney.
And this whole sequence of events was taken straight from Mystery Men. Like the whole tryouts kind of thing for wannabe superheroes.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Mystery Men, check it out. It holds up even, you know, that's like 1996. No, it's 98.
97, 98?
Yeah, something like that. But it still holds up. It's hilarious. In the realms of spoof superhero movies.
And then what happens, spoilers, of course, because you don't get this from the trailer, because in the trailer it shows X-Force in action and doing stuff. No. In the movie, they die instantly, except for Domino. They all die instantly. Like, and it's hilarious.
Well, it's good that, like, 2 minutes before it starts, they start setting it up, and you're like, where the fuck is this going? Because just out of nowhere, you just hear someone talking about, like, wind velocity. And you're like, where is this going to go? And then, as soon as they're on the airplane, you're like, oh, I know where this is going.
And then when the Vanisher dies, you find out that he was Brad Pitt the entire time.
Yeah, like a split second of him getting electrocuted in it.
He becomes visible and it's Brad Pitt. Matt Damon is a lot harder to spot in this, but he has a sizable little chunk of time
for a cameo. Him,
yeah,
but he's unrecognizable in the makeup.
The only reason I recognized him was because I was looking hard once I Alan Tudyk, very
recognizable. Oh, yeah, yeah. He didn't
so
barely
as
had
soon
any
as I saw Tudyk, I was really focusing on the other guy.
See, I didn't even look at Tudyk. I didn't realize he was in that scene.
Yeah.
Like, I was just looking at what was about to happen. It was, yeah. Right, it was Damon. And, like, that was Cable's first appearance on Earth, or
right.
on this.
In our time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, he is, he's in it. And then there's a whole bunch of X-Men in it. You would have thought that they would have gotten the older X-Men, like James Marsden and Famke Janssen, but no, they didn't. They got the younger kids. They got McAvoy's in it. Yep. Evan Peters is Quicksilver.
Beast.
Nicholas Holt is Beast.
Cyclops was there. Storm and Nightcrawler.
Okay, I didn't when they well, I was reading an article. They didn't mention them and being the actual actors, but
yeah, they were all in the room.
But what happens is Deadpool goes to the X-Men mansion and he does the same joke that he did in the first movie where he goes, "Where are all the fucking X-Men here?" And then like they're all in this room and then Beast like slowly shuts the door. Which was hilarious.
It was funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Rob Liefeld said it and he kind of was right with her parts. Domino kind of steals her scenes that she's in.
Yeah.
She's really good.
She was
great. I loved her.
Did you notice that they never show Cable's feet?
Oh, no. Really? Was somebody mentioned that in an article?
Yeah. That's funny. They did make that joke, though.
Yeah, they did.
I almost wish, though, that Domino, that they had kept her the way she was in the comics, where she actually worked with Cable. That's how she was introduced to the readers. She was Cable's partner, basically. And, but I mean, she's fine. The way they bring her into it's fine, whatever, but. It would have at least given a little bit more depth to Cable, a little bit. It's like, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's a funny movie. I mean, I'm not going to hash out the whole entire plot.
Because it doesn't matter.
Because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Because of the tag scene in this movie,
yeah,
nothing matters.
Yeah, they do a post-credit scene, which everyone was touting as the greatest post-credit scene ever. And that got me excited because I was like, oh, maybe they actually got Hugh Jackman to play Wolverine again. Well, sort of.
Technically, they did.
Cable's whole thing is that he can only travel through time twice. He can go back in time and then go back to his time. And then he sacrifices his chance to go back after they ensure that the future is his future is secured. And he does it to save Deadpool's life.
Why? Who knows? It did make much sense to why he would do that.
The only thing
he didn't care, and in his he didn't set it up as a character who would care.
The only thing they can always argue is they can say, "Well, he knows the future, so maybe Deadpool becomes important somewhere down the line, sure. or some stupid shit like that."
But he didn't know who he was. He was asking who he was, like the whole time.
Yeah.
So it didn't track really.
No.
Well, he did. Yeah, he did mention something though about him in the future. He says, "You're just a." He says something about him. You're not important. You just end up being this, and that's it. But basically, what happens is Deadpool, in the post credit scene, for some reason, Negasonic Teenage Warhead and her girlfriend Yukio apparently, you know, have the know how to fix this
futuristic time clock.
Yeah,
and then Deadpool steals it. He goes back in time. He saves Vanessa, which negates the entire movie from happening.
Everything in the movie.
And then his whole arc at least.
Yeah.
Then he goes into X-Men Origins, which is where Hugh Jackman comes
in. Clean up the timeline.
Yeah.
He comes in as like old footage from the movie where Deadpool kills the original Deadpool, which was god awful.
Yeah.
And then he then goes a little bit more into the future where he kills Ryan Reynolds before Ryan Reynolds can
accept the script of Green Lantern.
Accept Green Lantern. Which that's actually the funniest part.
It is funny, but then you think about the scene, and it's like, well,
then now you're not it's almost too meta because how are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about like the time travel, the going back and saving Vanessa, basically,
right?
Because now she's going to be in the next movie. I guess that's what they said.
Mm-hmm. Is she like signed on to be?
Well, no, or? Like the
director,
writers or something like that.
The director was David Leitch, who was one half of the guys that did John Wick,
the greatest movie ever made.
He also directed, I think, Solo, John Wick 2. Is that right? Or did he do Atomic Blonde?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But he directed this because there was a weird falling out with Tim Miller, who directed the first Deadpool. There was some weird falling out with him.
And in a weird way, too. It was like he didn't want all the money. Like, he didn't want him to make the movie this big, like...
Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
You know, big budget type thing. And I guess Reynolds and everybody else kind of did.
He might have been right.
And so then he's gone.
And then the writers, well...
Rhett Reese and Paul Warner, I think.
Something like that. Or Wernick or something like that. Wernick, I think his name is...
Rhett Wernick?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Let me check. Writing credits. Ryan Reynolds is also gets a writing credit on this one.
Yes.
Yeah, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds. Wow. And no Stan Lee to be seen at all.
I thought he did have a cameo.
And this? I don't think of this one, did he?
I did not see
Stan. I didn't notice it, but apparently he's got one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting that they made it that subtle.
I didn't.
Did they just film him? They did just film these people taking advantage of him at a Comic-Con, and then they just kind of stuck a frame in there?
Yeah, like taking his blood.
You know, it was just his blood.
It was just his blood.
Because
I know that he filmed like 7 after credit scenes all at once.
Because they're like, he's going to die soon. Right.
He's 90,
he did the old. He did the old Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
Gerald Ford is dead today.
From a lion attack.
I mean, since this age of 8 years.
Is this really going to happen? All right, you're the boss. That's surprising. Because his cameo in Deadpool might be the best one ever. When he was the DJ at the strip club. That was hilarious. Yeah. That's up there with Tony Stank. I like, are you Tony Stank?
Yes.
Yes. This is Tony Stank.
Tony Stank. Thank you for that.
I'm never gonna get this ever. It's like, you've got
Stank, some, table for one.
You've got some high hopes there, Rhodey. And you can't walk. But, Deadpool, it's a lot of fun. Definitely go see it. You'll definitely laugh your ass off. But you might not be so dying to see it again, which, if a lot of other people feel that way, that leaves the door open for Han Solo to make some bank. At least the first weekend.
At least on one weekend,
that was ever in question.
No.
Well, I mean, if you go based on, like, you know, what we know about the internet and stuff like that and how fandom is and stuff like that, there's a lot of people that might be looking to backlash against Star Wars because they're all butthurt about The Last Jedi, so you never know. I know there's one guy in Collider that is. This guy posts a comment on every story, and all he does is reference Rian Johnson and The Last Jedi. Every single story. It's like, wow, you're committed. You're dedicated.
Colin Trevorrow.
Yes, it is. That's exactly right.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah, who needs that shit? Go, you know what? I'd rather go see Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about a real franchise?
Let me tell you about a real movie.
You want to talk about a movie that looks like a real piece of shit?
It looks so stupid.
It looks dumb.
I'm still going to see it.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's dinosaurs. We have to go see it.
Gotta go see it, but man, it looks dumb.
It looks dumb. They need blue for something much more important. No, they don't.
We gotta go save the dinosaurs that continually just escape. Try to kill people and escape. Let's save them. No. And you know what? You know how to reproduce them now, so maybe you don't need to go save them. I don't know. Dino DNA!
Do you really need to combine another one since the last movie worked out so well? Like, yes. Let's do it again.
That worked out so great.
We still think they can work as a military unit. No, they can't. Who are you going to put them up against?
You mean the man who trained raptors to hunt?
You didn't think there was a... shut up.
Yeah.
The Deadpool episode turns into a Jurassic World bashing session for 15 minutes. And they haven't even seen the movie yet.
You can expect some comments from Colin Trevorrow on the Hodgepodge.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fuck this show. Ryan Johnson.
He has nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Fuck Kathleen Kennedy. Yeah, fuck that bitch.
I think his schedule's opened up.
She don't know nothing. Isn't he directing the third Jurassic World?
Yes.
He's directing that?
Yes.
That's like, way to give J.A. Baenoa, I forgot how to pronounce his name, his last name. It's the guy who did Monster Calls, is doing the second one.
Okay.
It's like, way to give him a shot. You know, it's like, hey, this movie might do great. What are you doing? Anyway, sorry. That was a
Deadpool.
That was a tangent.
Dino Tangent.
A Dino Tangent. Deadpool 2.
Dino Distraction.
Deadpool 2. Go see it. In theaters now. It's rated R. Don't let your kids in. We saw it at a theater that does not let kids in after a certain time.
That is true.
We went to Alamo Draft House here in Raleigh.
Yeah, the new Alamo Draft House in Raleigh.
They opened it up, what, a few weeks ago?
Yep.
A month ago, something like that?
Yep.
Nice theater. It's a little out there for us, but to get there where we are. But it's nice, really nice seats.
I like the rules of the theater, like you just mentioned.
Yes.
No kids after a certain time, and also...
Zero talk.
No talking.
No talking, no texting.
And if you get you get one warning, and then you're out. Yeah.
They boot you out.
Yeah. I love it.
If you go online, you can find Alamo Draft House. I think it's actually the one in Austin.
Yeah, the original. Technically, there are two of them in Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where this woman goes on a rant. She called them because they kicked her out. And it's what the draft house is, they cut in their responses like on Adult Swim with like those title cards. They cut in their responses, and it's so funny.
And they really they like put that on the screen,
yeah.
Like for to show,
that's oh yeah, they started. Do. That's right.
That's how it started. They took that voicemail and actually played it in front of the movie,
right.
To show that they don't,
you know, they don't fuck around. Don't, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So and then they always get cameos from stars saying
right
and play that in front. And then in front of this one, they did Chewbacca.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did.
They get stars to come in and say the funny things.
I also like the custom sort of previews they do for every movie. Like for Avengers, they do this thing, kind of making fun of the fact that Marvel said it was the biggest crossover or most ambitious crossover in history, and they're like, "Well, we think it was," and then they cut to any number of ones. They do. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers. They do Flintstones and Jetsons.
Right.
So they there's a lot of like, and they do a lot of comic book talk. There's just a lot of custom stuff before the movie, so we don't have to watch Maria Menounos.
What's wrong with Maria Menounos?
What are you saying? You have something? Are you trying to badmouth Maria Menounos?
She's a fucking angel.
She is an angel.
She's a national treasure.
But she's on there for like 5 seconds. And
shut
then,
up.
And then you have to watch stuff about like what's on YouTube Red.
It's a heavenly 5 seconds. Yeah. Deadpool was just this local ad about this guy selling chimichangas, which was hilarious.
It's fucking funny. Great. Yeah. You like your chimichangas? Come on Tuesdays. Get half off your chimichangas.
I was like, I don't think that guy's Mexican.
No.
It was definitely like some 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because based on the prices, yes.
It was like $2 for a meal.
It was very funny.
It was funny. So that'll do it for this episode of the HodgePodge Podcast. We'd like to thank Matt for coming by.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Technically, I'm the one who came by.
That's right. Our next episode will be Solo, a Star Wars story. Hopefully the three of us will get together, but I don't know if the stars are going to align that way. My schedule's kind of wonky next week.
You can call in. We'll record the podcast and you can call in.
You can call in and we'll record the podcast. What's your laptop password? I'll never give it to you.
Never.
Never.
But yeah, thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you next time.